Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. It states, "For everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." My dear brothers and sisters, your life's calling is tied to seasons. Every purpose has a beginning and an end. Some assignments from God may be short-lived, while others stretch across a lifetime. What you're doing today may not be what you'll always do, or at least not in the same capacity. The Bible reminds us in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25, "As your days, so shall your strength be." That means God gives you strength that matches the season you are in. Amen? That's why great athletes eventually shift from playing to coaching. Their role changes, but their impact continues. There are three key lessons that stand out. First and foremost, maximize your current season. I would encourage you to do not waste the opportunities God has placed before you now. Secondly, transition gracefully. When one chapter ends, trust God for the next. Do not cling to what's over. Thirdly, enjoy every season. Each stage of life has its beauty and has its own purpose. Amen. If you see the story of Elijah, passed his mantle to Elisha, but Elisha did not pass it further. On the other hand, Apostle Paul passed his mantle to Timothy and instructed him to pass it on to faithful men who would continue teaching others in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2 when you look at it. So, Paul's perspective wasn't sorrow over time running out, but joy that he had finished well. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 to 8, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." My dear brothers and sisters, the truth is, God only gives you grace for the season you are in. When that season ends, the grace for it lifts and he leads you into the next. So be sensitive to his timing and know when it's time to move forward. Hallelujah. You may ask me a question, how can we apply this to our own personal lives? I'll give you a few questions to ask. Ask yourself, am I making the most of the season I am in right now, or am I too focused on the past or future? Next is, if you sense a transition coming, prepare your heart to let go gracefully and embrace the new. Thirdly, value each season, youth, middle years, or old age, as a unique gift from God with a specific purpose. Fourthly and lastly, pour into others so that your influence outlives your season, just as Paul did with Timothy. Amen? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Abba Father, we want to say thank you that you are a good God and a great God and a mighty God. You desire that in whatever season we are in, we will be a catalyst and a conduit of change, O Lord, and we'll be in a place and a position to grow your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the Lord of every seasons of our lives. Help us to recognize and maximize the opportunities of the season we are in right now. Abba Father, give us the wisdom to transition gracefully. When one chapter closes and another begins, help us to discern and help us to understand. Teach us to find joy in every stage of life and to leave a lasting impact on others. Lord, may we finish our race well, keeping the faith and fulfilling the purpose you have designed for us, that your name will be glorified. Today, as your flock steps out into their job and into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, and flourish and prosper them. I also lift up brothers and sisters and children who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, we take authority over every demon of infirmity. Cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Most High God. And we thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you all the glory and honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.